Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, September 27th, 2010. And as always, it's my privilege and honor to conduct tonight's meeting. Joining us via telephone is Councilmember Summers with us.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here. Okay. Councilman Scott Summers will join us on telephone. We'll begin tonight's meeting with the invocation by Pastor Rich Wisely from the Mountain Vista Bible Church, and then we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Stetson Gilbert Beecroft from Troop 393. Please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to lift up the needs and concerns of our community to you in prayer. Lord, we ask your presence and guidance over these proceedings this evening. And we ask for your blessings upon all those who sacrifice their time and talent in the service of our fellow citizens. Give them wisdom and clarity, and may there be unity and peace within this chamber tonight. Please watch over and bless the family members who wait at home for those who are assembled here. And may you remind those who are called by your name of their responsibility, according to your word, to uphold those who hold positions of authority over us all in prayer, as they serve at this time according to your sovereign will and divine plan. May the deliberations and decisions of His Honor the Mayor, the assembled council members, the support staff, other elected and appointed officials, and the citizens in attendance be just, equitable, and profitable for the people of our good city. As a minister of your gospel, I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is awards, recognitions, and announcements, and we don't have anything formal tonight to announce, other than I'd like to repeat what we talked about in study session, which is to congratulate all those involved in the award or the receipt of the recognition that came with the grant award by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, National League of Cities, on the grant today that was awarded to the City of Mesa in conjunction with our partners, Mesa Public Schools and Mesa Community College. Mesa was one of four cities nationwide to be honored after a year-long, very stringent review process with nine cities as finalists. And our community came together and did a very good job of both defining the problem, which we know we have, and as a matter of fact, that was one of the strengths, I think, that they saw in our community, is that we're willing and open to recognize that we have things to work on. We have issues. We have problems. But we don't shy away from those. We hit them head on. And so Mesa, along with New York City, San Francisco, and Riverside, California, were awarded the grants out of the nine finalists. So congratulations to all those who were involved. Very proud of this. This is one of those successes that we're pleased to celebrate, and now the fun part begins. We've got to start working, because this is a success in the sense that we have now been recognized, but we were recognized because we have a problem, and we have a challenge, and we have something to overcome, and that's getting kids who are either graduating from high school and not going on to college or a community college or some advanced program, and getting those kids that don't finish high school and yet want to go back. So the grant is to target those individuals between the ages of 16 and 26 who are not moving on to higher education. And we know that there's a direct correlation between the level of education in your community and the ability to attract good, high-paying jobs. And so we're excited to confront this problem and to move on with it. So just a congratulations to all those who have been involved. The next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda items. The consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
For
permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Southeast Valley Regional Association of Realtors, one-day event, October 22nd, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Julie's Chicken and Waffles Dinner Theater, 2050 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Buffalo Wings and Rings, 1445 West Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase two replacement mast-mounted submersible mixers for Water Resources Department. Item 4B, act on contract for crack seal services for Transportation Department. Item 4C, act on contract for street improvements on Signal Butte Road for future site of Fire Station 219. Funding from fiscal year 10-11 water and wastewater bond programs, streets bond programs, and fiscal year 10-11 fire bond program. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between Salt River, Pima, Maricopa Indian Community, and the City of Mesa for receipt and distribution of grants from Proposition 202. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority relating to fire vehicles and equipment maintenance services. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between Arizona Department of Transportation, Maricopa Association of Governments, and the City of Mesa for acceleration of construction of State Route 802 Gateway Freeway Phase 1. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending Title I of Mesa City Code, establishing citywide collection policy. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z10-22, 560 South Country Club Drive for redevelopment of existing motel. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding A10-01, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for Power Road from south of Guadalupe Road north to Baseline Road. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding A10-02, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for a portion of South Ellsworth Road from Portobello Avenue north to Guadalupe Road. Item 7D, act on ordinance regarding A10-03, authorizing annexation of Maricopa County right-of-way for Southern Avenue from east of South Cheshire east to Signal Butte Road. Item 8A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute First Amendment to the development agreement between Commercial Metals Company and the city. And item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-02, 11,444 East Germain Road to allow phasing of development on the site. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Councilmember Higgins.
Item 6A, I'm okay with that going on consent for introduction today, if it's okay with everybody else.
I'm sorry, what?
The first item
that
was on your.
I know. Okay. I'm just looking to make sure. Okay. Item 6A, which is Z10-20, which is the introduction of the ordinance and setting October 4, 2010 as the date of public hearing. Item 10-0152, which relates to modification of the existing PAD overlay and site plan review for the 3000 block of East Lehigh Road. This is the introduction only, and the action will be taken. What's the date of the hearing?
October 4th.
Okay. All right. So that's back on consent. All righty. Is there any other item that councilmember would like removed from consent? Councilmember Summers? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yes, you're good. We know you're good, but would you like anything off consent?
Thank you for the compliment. No, I'm fine with the consent agenda.
All right, we have one item from the public, Mr. Jerry Lukovitz, who is in support of item 3C, and it looks like it's going to stay on consent. Is there any other items, Ms. Crocker, that anyone from the audience has requested to be removed?
Request, Mayor.
Okay. There being no items, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
We've all tried and it won't take.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Have a motion from the Vice Mayor to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
Have a second. Have a second from Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Consent agenda is approved. Okay. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Mr. John Retzger. Mr. Retzger, we had the opportunity to hear from you in the study session. I guess you'd like to speak again? Okay, that's fine. Sir, the same rules apply on this one. You have 3 minutes, sir, and appreciate you showing up to speak here. And once again, no one on the council can respond. And you just watch the timer up on the wall there, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay. As I talked to you before in the prior session, there are problems with the district attorney's office and the Mesa Police Department. I would like to call for the city attorney to hire an independent investigator that is not involved with the city of Mesa or the Mesa Police Department to look into these charges. Committing perjury is a serious offense, let alone being done by police officers in the Mesa Police Department. These are felony charges, and they're serious. And I take offense that they don't really take an interest in it. And I had filed for a notice of claim for $300,000 for the violation of my civil rights. I'm also filing for $300,000 for damage to my reputation by the district attorney's office and the Mesa Police Department and the city of Mesa. I hope they take this seriously, because from what I've seen in the previous meetings, all they do is pat themselves on the back, and they don't take up the hard questions. And I also am calling for all other people in my situation who have injustices been bestowed upon them by the city of Mesa, the Mesa District Attorney's Office, and the Mesa Police Department, to come forward. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there, and I would like that to happen. I guess you call the city manager office or the city clerk's office and file a complaint. You might want to contact the city attorney's office at this also. And also, I find it rather heartening that there's a city council member up there now chewing gum. I find that very inappropriate. We're taught not to chew gum in school or chew gum in court, but yet it's kind of disrespectful for a city council member to chew gum, and I see she just swallowed it, and I thank her for that. But all people should be upheld to the same circumstances as others. And I do like this country, and I just feel that my civil rights have been violated. And once again, I'm calling for an independent investigator into my charges against the police department, because the police department investigating themselves is no good. It just doesn't work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there any other item of business? Entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion for the Vice Mayor to adjourn, second by Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you very much.